Before COVID, my wife used to volunteer at Scott Hill Retirement Community. She would do arts and crafts. There were even a couple Saturdays where I went with her. Over the course of that time, we made a lot of friends. So from time to time, I like to check and see what's going on down there. I recently heard that their new property manager was going to be Miss Sherry Gillespie Pritt. I reached out to Sherry about transitioning into the new position and what was going on down the mountain. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You've been with Scott Hill a number of years. Could you talk about that?
I joined Scott Hill 3 years ago as the assistant property manager. Prior to coming to Scott Hill, I had worked for about 12 and a half years in long-term nursing care.
How has the transition into the new position gone for you?
Working with the elderly population is something that I've always enjoyed doing. So coming from a nursing home to a retirement community was a little bit challenging, but it has been a smooth transition.
Over the last year, there's been a lot of changes with COVID. How has that impacted you and your daily job?
At first, COVID was a big challenge for all the staff. We had to take turns working from home a couple days a week. We had to ensure that our community was clean and a safe environment for our residents. We were very lucky and we are still very blessed. Our residents followed all the CDC guidelines, followed the rules and regulations that was handed down from CSM, which is Coordinated Service Management, who runs and operates Scott Hill. So it was challenging. After a while, everybody became tired of being homebound, wanted to get out and do things. We had to stop all activities, so that was a big challenge. We couldn't even welcome in our church services that our residents enjoy, but we managed.
I asked Sherry to talk about some of the recent activities at Scott Hill.
We opened up to a silent auction. It was a very good event. The funds went to our resident emergency fund. We were able to invite the outside in, so our residents were able to mingle with other folks besides our residents, and so that was a success. We also, the weekend before that, had our first pancake breakfast. Pancake breakfasts are huge here at Scott Hill. They're a big event. The public looks forward to coming in, and we plan to do that maybe every other month or every 3 months.
And over the last few months, I can imagine that the morale has gone up as family members have been able to come in to see loved ones and things have gotten back to normal, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, family members, we never really stop them from completely coming in because we never want our residents to never have a loved one close to them, but we have been able to open up for other outside visitors, church services, guests from their church, you know, that they may have attended prior to coming to Scott Hill. They're able to come in now. I do notice that a lot of our residents are using Instacart for grocery shopping still, so they don't have to go out to get their own groceries, but I think that kind of spoiled them when COVID hit. But they do get to have their family and their grandchildren in, so it's nice to be able to see them, to walk the halls with their family or to go out to an outing, go out to dinner with their family. It's been nice.
As the property manager, is there sort of an overarching goal or somewhere you want to lead the facility moving into the future, or are you just trying to get your feet established?
I plan to continue in the same path that I have been on with the current manager. Moving forward, being promoted, I plan to stay in the same path. I have a wonderful group of employees. We plan to continue to do all the things that we had set forth when I came here as the assistant manager. I look forward to helping Tim market more to get the word out about Scott Hill, that we are an independent living, maintenance-free, and to make Scott Hill a success.
Well, I really thank you for your time, and I know the listening audience appreciates the time that you've given us. Scott Hill is a business supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. If you'd like more information about upcoming events, their website, scotthill.org. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.